listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your Southwest and Great Southern local news. Here's what's making news Wednesday, December 7th. Firefighters are now mopping up a bushfire in the northeastern part of Trent in the Shire of Denmark. A bushfire advice warning has been issued for the area. There's no threat to lives or homes, but locals are urged to keep up to date on Emergency WA. Wreckfish West says the state government's decision for a fishing ban for demersal scalefish puts profit over the public good. After weeks of consultation, the boat-based recreational fishing ban between Kalbarri and Augusta will be expanded to 6 months over three separate periods. It's aimed at helping stocks recover by 2030. CEO Dr. Andrew Rowland says the recreational fishing sector has a strong record in putting fish first.
We had a clear science-backed set of alternative proposals which would have reduced our catches by 50%. They would have met the sustainability targets that the government set down, but still allowed people with the freedom to spend time on the water with their family and friends.
Albany detectives are still on the hunt for a suspect involved in an aggravated home burglary earlier this week. The alleged incident happened around 7:30 on Monday morning. A woman found a man in her kitchen. He threatened her with a knife before stealing an Xbox controller. Police are appealing for any information to assist with the investigation. To local sport, the Bulls Maroon are fighting for another win going into this round of Bunbury basketball. The side are up against the Tornadoes Red, who are reeling after last week's 27-point loss to Aces Sky. Catch that game at the Southwest Sports Centre on Friday. Bounce down's at 7:30. Head on down to show them your support. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.